Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here into the third hour of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We start things out this hour by going to your phone calls. Discord is on the line in New York. Discord, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I actually wanted to bring up a little post. You know about the post because you actually responded to it. It's a post on the BBS about a Russian guy, I think he's a professor or something, named Igor Panarin. He's predicting the breakup and collapse of the United States.
Yes, Wayne had this story on Wednesday night. We managed to mention it briefly at the end of the show, but we didn't have time to get into the details. Did you want to tell us a little more?
Oh, we didn't? Okay. Well, basically, the thing the guy is pointing to is the foreign debt, the American stuff we're borrowing, and that the dollar isn't secure, that he isn't really backed up by anything. It's fiat. He's also saying another thing that's giving a sign of the coming collapse is the government governors, state governors demanding things of the feds.
Demanding and money, not just things. They're demanding bailouts,
yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. So are the companies, though. Like, you know, you got the
right.
Oil makers that want the trial open up to, you know, get some free cash.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if demanding is the right word, but certainly requesting.
No, lobbying, pulling some backroom deals, that
yeah.
Sort of thing. But the one thing I found really interesting, he says the one thing that's holding it together is this whole belief that Barack Obama is going to pull off some type of a miracle. I disagree. I don't think that guy's really going to do much of anything valuable to save the economy. Remember, I think he's probably going to run it farther and even into the ground.
I think you're right. I think that, if anything, Barack Obama's presidency will help hasten the demise of the thing that we call the United States. And I hope this guy... Yeah, the United States government. If the government's gone, then the United States is gone, too. Then it's just the states.
Yeah, but when you say that the United States is gone, it sounds like there's a big gaping hole in America.
I didn't mean that.
I know you don't.
The concept is gone.
But people would think, some people might think that. And
there's still America, if you want to call the
right.
Continent America.
I don't hate eagles. I don't hate flags. I don't hate apple pie. And I don't hate mom. I do, however, believe that the 535 drunken sailors calling themselves the Congress of the United States are spending like they've like money might just disappear tomorrow. Like, this is it.
Any other thoughts, Discord?
Well, yeah, I don't think the United States will disappear. I mean, the government will disappear, but I think the nation, as in, like, the actual definition of nation, group of people commonly recognizing each other based on certain values, whatever they are, I think that'll go on. But
I don't know. I think nation is something that's typically tied to a governmental factor, so I don't know about that. I mean, if the U.S. government disbands, then all kinds of different things could occur. I mean, you could have an alliance, the Western alliance. You could have one state going off on its own.
Right. If the United States disappeared, I think what you would have is something like look at the red state, blue state map.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would definitely see states like Washington, Oregon, and California binding themselves together in some way. States up in the New England area. Probably sans New Hampshire,
yeah.
Binding themselves together in some way.
Well, you know what I'd like to see happen is some of those free stater representatives begin introducing secession bills next year. That would be great.
Yeah. Well, this guy's honestly predicting he's going to break up into six parts. He seems to be talking about it being based on like ethnically based lines, like basically kind of ethnic warfare. Once the government's gone, the different ethnic groups are going to want to go.
Where are the ethnic divisions geographically in the United States? I need to know this.
I actually don't have the article in front of me, but there's actually some. I think there might be some credibility. I think just recently, this one group of Indian natives, I guess that's the best way to refer to it, said they were pulling apart, making their own nation, the
Lakota.
There we go. That's them. They were doing that, and a lot of there are some ethnic separatist movements. There's like the Aztlan people. They supposedly have some kind of plot where they're gonna like. Open the border and like bring
sure,
a bunch
but,
of
Lakota and both Ossetland more so and Lakota less so are really just a very small group of individuals in the, you know, they're claiming some kind of geographic area and claiming it as their own. I don't know that this professor in the Soviet or the former Soviet Union really knows what the divisions are there. There's
probably
a lot of people with a lot of guns that are not interested in the area that Ossetland might claim that are not interested in the least bit in any kind of Ossetland.
But either way, I think this might be, the reason why I was really bringing this up is I think this really could be, the New Hampshire transit secession, and there are a lot of other groups that want secession too, could be their chance.
Absolutely. I say secession by 2012, and I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You laugh, Mark, but how long did it take the Soviet Union to split up?
Things went very, very quickly. You know, you just don't know. Whenever I mention secession to people outside of, our little group, they're like, never happen. It'll never happen. It'll never happen. And then they'll talk about how it is that the representatives are not representing them and how they're not doing the things that they want them to do.
Yeah.
And how poor government services people and
it's all right. They'll fix it in 2 years.
And how much the Democrats or the Republicans, depending on who it is that they're saying, are just, bad people and the divisions and strife that are going on in the United States and how it's a nation of two, two types or, two different ideas, philosophies or whatever. Well, isn't that the kind of talk that secessionists would make?
We just have to make them, see the light on this one, or hopefully help them see the light. I don't mean make them, but over time, I think we'll be able to, as things become more dire, secession will become a more tasty response, another alternative option that people maybe hadn't considered too hard before. And especially if, again, from what I understand, there are 4 or 5 different free staters now that have seats in the House of Representatives. That means they can start introducing legislation, and I know that they probably, they're probably political guys, so they probably don't want to do something like this. But eventually, one of them probably should consider introducing some secession legislation, just to see what happens, just to start some conversations. Probably won't work, but at least it'll get a conversation started. We'll get some news coverage about it, and people will start talking about it. That's what we want. We want people to talk about the idea.
Well,
because if people aren't talking, then nothing's going to happen.
I agree that that likely would be a place to start. I can understand why some freshman legislators wouldn't want to get in and introduce secession legislation. I can see the fear there. So, we'll see how it goes.
Toll free 800-259-9231 to California. And we talked to Brian. Hello, Brian. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Mark and Ian. Thanks for having me on your show.
Good to have you here. What's on your mind?
Fellow Free State Project member.
Excellent.
I was listening. I didn't catch the when you guys were talking about the healthcare in Sweden and that, but I did hear the last caller that called in who was from Sweden, and I wanted to make some points, and I'm not making the same points you guys already talked about or anything like that. But I really don't. I hate it when people compare stuff like that, our healthcare compared to some other country's healthcare, for two reasons. One, it would be one thing if it was apple and oranges, meaning if we were a completely laissez-faire society. And they are socialist.
Mm.
If we could compare it that way, it would be a good comparison to see which method is better. But right now, we have, much of a socialism aspect in our healthcare as well.
Right.
Growing stronger. Nothing to compare to.
That is if you're comparing a capitalist system versus a socialist one. However, what many people are comparing is their system versus our system. Which one's better? We need a better one than we have. Our stinks. How's theirs doing? Well, let's do theirs, that kind of thing. So they're not really comparing it as socialist. They're not saying this is capitalist and this is socialist. They're just saying this one sucks and that one's better. Let's do that one.
Yeah, the grass is always greener on the other side argument. But it amazes me how people are so quickly to use an argument to say why we need government. And it's hard to find people who are quick to make arguments on why we don't need government, and everybody always does that. Well, you look over there, look at their health care in Europe. They're so much better, and they have socialized health care. And it's like this argument that says, see, we need government. We need government. That's what's going to fix this. And that's what bothers me about comparing the two.
Lot of ways, the European systems are buoyed by the United States system, because a lot of the big pharma comes out of the United States. We pay higher rates in order subsidize these socialist systems. What would happen if you took the people that were subsidizing the system and made it all socialist? I think it could.
Party's over.
Yeah, it could bring things tumbling down.
Yeah, I guess your frustration is one of the many reasons you've joined the Free State Project, huh, Brian?
That is correct, and I can't wait to get to New Hampshire and join you guys.
Look forward to seeing you here. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350. Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything by dialing the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So, Mark, you mentioned the Somali, or not the Somali pirates, right? We could talk about the Somali pirates. But the Stampede story, we haven't mentioned Black Friday and what has gone on, the madness that has occurred today, the various shopping locations across the country. At least one Walmart, someone died this morning, and apparently it was one of the employees trampled. Yeah,
according
to the New York Daily News, a Walmart worker died after being trampled when hundreds of shoppers smashed through the doors of a Long Island store Friday morning, say police and witnesses. The 34-year-old employee, a temporary maintenance worker, tried to hold back the unruly crowds just after the Valley Stream store opened at 5 a.m. Witnesses said the surging throngs of shoppers knocked the man down. He fell and was stepped on. As he gasped for air, shoppers ran over and around him. Apparently, there's some video footage of the crowd. I have not looked at that. I don't know if you can actually see the guy being trampled. He was bum-rushed.
I don't think the video footage of the crowd necessarily is the same as the guy being trampled now.
He was bum-rushed by 200 people, said Jimmy Overby, a co-worker. They took the doors off the hinges. He was trampled and killed in front of me. They took me down, too. I literally had to fight people off my back.
Crazy.
The unidentified victim was rushed to an area hospital where he was pronounced dead at 6:03 in the morning. The cause of death wasn't immediately available. 28-year-old pregnant woman was also knocked to the floor during the mad rush. She was hospitalized for observation, say police. Early witness accounts that the woman suffered a miscarriage were apparently unfounded. Other shoppers suffered minor injuries.
It still sounds like it was a disaster whether there was a miscarriage or not.
Walmart spokesperson Dave Tovar called the incident a tragic situation. The safety and security of our customers and associates is our top priority, said Tovar. Our thoughts and prayers are with them and their families at this difficult time. Before police shut down the store, eager shoppers streamed past emergency crews as they worked furiously to save the store clerk's life. They were working on him, but you could see he was dead. People were still coming through. Another shopper said, "They're savages. It's sad. It's terrible." And that's the story. So that's what happens. Sometimes things get a little bit nasty out there when prices are a little too low, I guess, for the market.
Do you think this is good for Walmart or bad?
I don't think it can be good.
You don't think so? Because I wonder how many people died trying to get sales at, you know, X store. You know, you pick your store. It wasn't that store. People die trying to get to the sale items in Walmart. You know, that shows just how good they are. I don't know. I'm wondering, is it good? Is it bad? It makes me want to know what the heck they were running for.
Usually like a TV or something.
What was the
like
loss
that.
Leader here that caused all these people to rip the doors off of this Walmart and come in and trample an employee on their way in to get it?
If I had the shopping circuit in front of me, we could speculate at what it might be, but
well,
yeah,
you would assume that it was the same one, and I think that they likely can't do that. They probably can't get enough of one particular thing to do every Walmart store in the country. I don't know how many loss leaders there might be in different stores, but
well, whatever it was in Long Island. That's where it went down, and so if you want to go to Walmart's website and put in the Long Island zip code, you could probably figure out what their circular looked like today. But usually, let's explain, Mark, what a loss leader is for our listeners that may not know the retail slang. A loss leader is an item that you advertise prominently at a very low price, in many cases taking a loss.
That would be the idea. You certainly wouldn't want to make it seem as though you're a loss leader you're actually making money on, because you know that wouldn't be good press.
Well, I don't think most people know what a loss leader is. I don't think your average shopper realizes that the DVD player or television set that they're featuring on the front page of the brochure is in fact an item that which Walmart will lose money putting into your hands. I don't think they really realize that about it. All they see is a deal. They see DVD player, $5.
They don't necessarily need to know. Some may, some may not. It's difficult to say. I certainly know what a loss leader is for a long time.
Let's presume it was a $5 DVD player that cost the store $7, and they're selling it at a $2 loss or something like that. And so they'll have a whole pallet full of these things right at the front of the store, because they understand that people are crazy and you just want to be able to get the product quickly. So they'll have that pallet in there, and the people will run in and they'll grab what it is that they want. And
the Cabbage Patch Kid or
whatever it is. Walmart will then hope, they essentially have their fingers crossed, that you're going to continue making around the store, finding other things you're looking
for.
This
is the most important day of the year for them to get you in, because the competition's huge. People are spending a lot of money on this day. As long as you're on their real estate, you're more likely to do some of your shopping there. I don't know why it is that people shop on this particular day. Certainly there's some good deals out there.
That's why it is. I mean, there are some darn good deals. So they come in, they grab the loss leader, and then Walmart's hoping that you won't just turn right around and go to the register. they're hoping you're going to go buy some jewelry in the jewelry department. They're hoping you're going to go buy, you know, some cables for the, if you just bought a DVD player, they're hoping you're going to go spend $30 on some cables. They're hoping you're going to go back to the toy department to buy some toys for the kids, to buy some food, to get a snack, you know, candy bar on the way out at the register, and they're hoping you're going to spend more money. That's the point of the loss leaders, to simply get people through the front door. That's all it is. 1-800-259-9231. But the problem is, when it's so cheap, and it appears to be below what would people would expect to pay on the marketplace. Now, this is market value because it's what the seller's willing to sell it at. It's what the buyers are buying it at. So it is market value. You can't say it's not. But it's a lower level of what the market would normally be paying for, or what they would perceive of as what they would normally pay for that product. And so people go a little crazy over that. It's kind of interesting to watch it happen, but
I don't know.
To be in the middle of it seems to be a little dangerous at the same time.
When you look at plasma TVs, certainly everybody wants to have a plasma TV these days. Now, the price is really the issue. Some people are willing to buy plasma TVs at $3,000. Now, obviously, you have to pick your size, say 42-inch, I don't know. At one point, they did. Now, what's that, $1,000 for one of these things? On average, cheaper.
Depends on the size.
And there's different levels of clarity, too. There's a special level of clarity, and then there's a less
There's resolution. There's right. 720 and 1080 lines of resolution.
Those are the ones that I'm familiar with.
Right.
And the terminology, I don't know. I don't pay much attention because I'm not going to buy one.
Yeah.
But if they had one for $100, I'd be there. For
sure
42-inch LCD,
you okay. And everyone else in town.
I'm convinced.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm convinced. But, you know, that's really how it works in the marketplace. Every penny or every dollar that it goes up or down, there's more or fewer, fewer or more people that are willing to purchase it at that price.
Perhaps you have a story. Maybe you are out and about today ignoring our advice to buy all your holiday gifts at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com and instead hitting the stores, going around, doing the Black Friday thing, getting up early in the morning, 5 a.m., standing out in the cold. If you live up north, if you're in Florida, it's not so bad. But if you're living up north, standing out in the cold, waiting for the doors to be flung open and waiting for the rush to begin, were you a part of that today from both the consumer side and the retail side? Do you have any stories you want to share? Not necessarily anything as dramatic as someone dying in the aisles, but sometimes there are fights between customers, people are ornery, maybe something unusual happened to the customer service desk. Whatever it is you want to share with us, if you're out there, retail workers or consumers, 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of a new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include the live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, a webcam. We've got it all, and it's all free over at freetalklive.com. So enjoy all those features on us. And join us coming up in March, the 5th through the 8th. So it's the first weekend in March. It's going to be happening in Nashua, New Hampshire. What is it, you ask? It is the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, third annual 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Going to be all kinds of liberty-oriented people gathered together in the same hotel for this amazing convention. There are liberty-oriented luminaries like Glenn Jacobs from the WWE. You might know him as Kane. Dr. Mary Ruard, the author of Healing Our World. David Nolan, the founder of the Libertarian Party. Richard Heller from the Heller versus D.C. gun decision. And many more. Please go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Get the full list of speakers. Keep an eye on that website, because soon the schedule will be announced as they flesh out the list of speakers as far as who's going to be attending. They still have another keynote to announce, as well as probably a handful of other speakers that will be there. There are going to be panel discussions on liberty, panel discussions on activism. You're going to have the opportunity to socialize with hundreds of people that believe as you do. For the most part, they believe in freedom, and they believe that the maximum role for government in people's lives is the protection of life, liberty, and property. And you're going to find a lot of different like-minded folks to talk to and to socialize with and to network and to party with after hours. It's really just a great time, and we recommend you be there because we're going to be there. We'll be broadcasting live the entire time. So we'll see you there at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. If you want to save 10% on the already low early bird discount, use our discount code 2009FTL to save yourself 10%. That's 2009FTL. As we continue with your phone calls, we go to the amp line, unscreen call. Who's this?
This is Dale.
Dale, calling from New Hampshire. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. This is probably a little out of the blue. change the subject, but I was checking out Facebook, and there's this promotional event that Starbucks is going to be doing where they donate 5 cents if you buy certain special holiday drinks to the Global Fund for AIDS, I think.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it just seems kind of comical to me. So, and I'm basically writing up something about it, and I'm going to be starting my own event on Facebook for people to skip Starbucks for one day. These drinks are like $4 a piece, something like that, and then 5 cents of that goes to the Global AIDS Fund.
So are you saying it's comical because they're only giving 5 cents? Is that the comical
aspect? Well, it's comical, I think, because I suspect that I think the insincerity of it just kind of it just kind of cracks me up. I mean, I'm the last person to complain that that a company is making money off of making something that people like. You know, that's great. But it's just sort of like they're trying to seem charitable and altruistic, and I just don't buy it. I suspect they're going to spend more money advertising this and promoting it than they actually end up donating from that 5 cents a drink.
That's an interesting perspective.
And my understanding is from a his nephew that worked at Starbucks that it's the Frappuccino things, some of their more high-end drinks that they make the most money on, that their largest margin is on. So the 5 cents is, you know, it's really pittance if they can sell another one of these that day, you know? If they can double their sales of these things or whatever.
Brilliant marketing. You know, I want to give them kudos for, like, really, really brilliant marketing. But I think a lot of it comes down to, for me, is, like, what just bugs me about it is all these people are going in and buying Starbucks, you know, and they're spending $4 on a Starbucks drink or something.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think what they're really selling to people is a little bit of alleviation from their guilt. Because you know, some of these people are probably very liberal, and they're going in there and they're spending $4 on a drink at Starbucks, and you know, meanwhile, you know, there's people in Africa dying from AIDS, and so their 5 cents of what they're doing is of what they're buying is going to go to the AIDS thing, and so I'm just telling people, if you're actually feeling guilty because you're having that Starbucks drink, then just skip it one day, and then donate $4, and the amount that would actually go to that charity would be phenomenal.
Yeah,
you know,
great point.
As though skipping a Frappuccino would do anything for somebody dying of AIDS in Africa, right? So.
Well, it'll do a lot more than actually buying the Frappuccino and that 5 cents going to.
What do you think it'll do more?
You know? He's saying
so?
If you took $4
and skip the drink instead of buying the drink and then they donate 5 cents, it's a
So you put more money, significantly more money, in the hands of the charity if you went about it that way.
Right.
And it wouldn't do really significant. I mean, if you're a Starbucks addict and you're drinking Starbucks every single day, as many of their clients do, skipping one day isn't going to impact their bottom line too heavily, and it will do a hell of a lot more for the charity.
This is not a boycott of Starbucks. I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Oh, no, she can't let you get away with that. Thanks, though. 800-259-9231.
You got through the whole word.
I don't know. We can't be tolerant of it.
It's all right. He got his point out.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fine point. I was a little lost in the beginning, but then it started to make real sense, and I think it's an absolutely brilliant point, actually. Yeah, but those people are $4 for a cup of coffee. The people that spend every single work day at Starbucks are spending a significant time. I mean, we're talking about a grand a year at least on coffee.
Well, it's more than coffee there, you know.
Dessert
it's a drinks.
Feeling. It's not just coffee.
Well,
it's a lifestyle.
I used to go and get coffee at Starbucks.
Just straight coffee.
Well, coffee, and then I put sugar and cream and stuff in it.
Okay.
Their coffee is so strong. Their brewing process is so strong that even I wanted sugar and cream. But most people go there. They get some kind of fancy dessert drink.
Yeah. That's what Julia always gets. She gets the latte, the peppermint mocha latte. And she's totally addicted, so it's a good business.
It is, if you can get people to continue coming back. But right now, Starbucks has been taking it in the
wallet. They closed 600 stores,
Something like that. It's been hard to sell $4 cups of coffee in this down economy.
I guess, though I think from what I heard, they kind of overexpanded. I think they, from what I understood...
Well, they overexpanded for what the marketplace would handle right now.
Maybe
that's for
so.
Sure.
Maybe you're right. Well, they overexpanded. They opened too many stores in too many places, and they had to shut them down. And from what I've seen, they've apparently brought in a loyalty card at this point, which they never had before. So
yeah, that's interesting.
So you can sign up for their loyalty card and save 10%. So that way people keep coming back to Starbucks instead of considering what other options there might be in the marketplace. Brilliant move on their part, I think.
If it works, it's a brilliant move.
I have to say, I like the loyalty card. I mean, I don't know if it's a buy,
I don't like
buy
loyalty
10, get
cards.
One.
I don't like them because I have to carry a piece of paper around with me.
Yeah.
I mean, not only do these companies want to get a little real estate in your brain so that you're thinking about them, but that they want real estate in my wallet, too, as though it's not bad enough on my back to sit on one of these things.
Yeah,
you know,
but
as far as I'm concerned, loyalty cards are for women with purses that can can shove them full of crap.
Well, now, if you're an addict, I mean, if you're somebody who's
I'm
there every single day, then if you're there five times a week and the loyalty card is saving you 10%, or if it's a buy 10 get one,
you know what, there's a coffee shop here in town that has a loyalty program that I'm able to state my name at the cash register
They
tell me how many cups of coffee I am away from my free
that
cup of coffee.
Crazy.
See, now there's a lot better
system. That's a
system.
Great program.
Now, Walgreens can figure out where you are anywhere in the country. If you're getting your prescriptions filled, they can tell you your whole medical history off their computer. Why can't Starbucks give me the opportunity not to carry around yet another little card to identify myself
I've
with?
Never heard of such a thing. That's a great idea.
I hate those things.
I'm just telling you, Mark, if you are somebody who buys every day and that loyalty card is going to save you one-tenth of the cost,
I'd rather give a company my Social Security number than to have to carry around yet another credit card-sized piece of plastic. Hate those things.
1-800-259-9231.
The business card ones where they punch them out, it's better.
Not as thick.
It's because it's not as thick.
Yeah.
But it still bugs the crap out of me carrying those things.
Oh, well. I love the idea. That's a great innovative idea.
I know
you love the computer.
You'll save anyway. If you could drop a pint of blood there, to save $3, you'd do
it. This coffee shop you're talking about, is it computerized? Are they punching your name in a computer? Or they just remember you.
No, computerized.
That's cool. 1-800-259-9231. Somebody is pretty upset. An upset email come in here. We don't get hate mail too often, but this guy's pretty upset. We'll get to his email here and talk to you about what you want. Anything goes on Free Talk Live. Even in these remaining moments, we'll sneak you in at 800-259-9231.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, if you're over your head at monthly payments, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, allowing you to cut your debt up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like to offer you a free consultation that will help you start eliminating credit card debt. For your free consultation that will set you free, call 1-800-982-9254. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Settle your debt and move on with your life. During your free consultation, you'll find out what the credit card companies don't want you to know. For your free consultation that will help you settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, call today. The number is 1-800-982-9254. 1-800-982-9254.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Lots of ways to help promote this show. You can do so by going to promote.freetalklive.com. And when you go there, you'll see all variety of different ways. Most of them are completely free. A few of them are very low cost, like printing flyers. Obviously, you're going to have to pay for something like that. But we also have graphics, vector graphics, things like that you can make your own flyers with and help you call local radio stations and a variety of different ways to help Free Talk Live get into more ears around the country and around the world. Get all the details over at promote.freetalklive.com. And again, that's promote.freetalklive.com. We can hold off on the email because your calls are the primary element. So we go to the amp line, talk to Dan in Maine. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Dan?
Well, I heard you guys were talking about all the donations that, you know, a lot of places are doing around this time of year.
Yes.
And I work at, I know you guys have a Hannaford in Keene, and I worked at one in Maine. And something that they got going that's really good that, like, you know, a lot of people say, like, what do we do without the state, you know, providing this welfare for people? Well, you know, for an instance of one private charity, like, when stuff's about, just like Panera Bread, when stuff's about to go bad, we donate all of it, essentially.
Right.
To a lot of, you know, private groups.
Right, because you're
not... kitchens and that kind of thing.
And the reason you do that is because you are not allowed to sell it, not because necessarily of some sort of governmental rule, but because probably Hannaford's has internal rules as far as quality is concerned. This kind of goes back to, not that you were calling for this point, but it kind of goes back to something we were talking earlier with some of our callers about the idea of quality control absent of government regulations. Do you know if that's a government regulation or if that's just a Hannaford quality thing?
I believe it's a quality thing because, you know, I think most of our expiration dates are set a little bit before they actually expire, and we want to just get rid of them, you know, but we don't want to throw them out, so we donate them to a food pantry or something like that.
Absolutely, and that's why at some places you can actually find expired food being sold. If you go to a Big Lots or something like that, or you go to I don't want to make it sound like Big Lots would do something like this. I don't know if that's true. I don't have enough experience with them, but there are these sort of Big Lot kind of stores where they're buying this older product at pennies on the dollar, and they're selling it for a buck or less or something like that, and you know, damaged, dented cans and things like that. Regional regional foods that are sold out of their region, various different things. But a lot of times you will find expired foods being sold at these businesses, and it's clear that there's no law against it. It's just that that's their business model, is to sell that old expired stuff. And in this case, you're saying they give it to charity, and I think that's great that people that are having a tough time eating are helped out by the fact that this is such a wealthy economy. We're so wealthy in America that there's just so much food that just gets thrown out. Much of it is edible still, and it's passed on to the people that can use that sort of thing. I think that's great.
Oh, yeah. And on top of that, like lately around this time of year, November, December, we have this, I don't know if you've been in one lately, they have a Fun to Feast box, which is $10 worth of, like, you know, your base nutritional needs.
What do they call it?
When you buy it.
What's it called?
When you buy it, it gets donated to, that stuff gets donated to a local food pantry.
And what's the box? You said it's a something box. What is it?
It's called a Fun to Feast box. It's $10.
Fun to Feast? Oh, Fun to Feast. Gotcha.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I did see that, and I also saw something that it just looked like you could buy food and put it in for donation purposes to the local food pantry, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to say I shop at your competitor, Price Chopper, but I do.
Oh, yeah.
I do like the fact that I think that it's okay that businesses give to charity. In a lot of cases, they don't pimp it like Starbucks is doing. Sometimes they'll highlight it, but in many cases, it's just something that they do behind the scenes.
Getting rid of the food with the expiration date is a behind the scene kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And one of the ideas is many people shop like Kiwi, and they pick a store. This is where I go. This is I've got the loyalty card, the whole thing. My wife's not like that. She's
looking at all the circulars and comparing.
She looks. She decides what it is that she's going to get. She's got that kind of time on her hands.
She's got the time. Yeah, that's true.
And so she's gonna look. And she finds some huge disparities in some particular things. So she'll hit two supermarkets in a given week. What Hannaford's is hoping to do with some of their largesse for giving away and advertising it and that kind of thing, is they're hoping to snag her to being more loyal to their store. And I think it's
great.
A great thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anything else you wanted to share?
Yeah. Onto that, people saying that, what do we do with people that need food and that are on the welfare state? Well, being, like a supervisor / cashier there, I've been taught throughout my schooling that, people abusing welfare is kind of like it doesn't happen as much as people think it does. But it happens ridiculously a lot.
Right. Well, there's all kinds of abuse of welfare that people aren't looking at. Yes, there are some people that, there's some guy out there claiming to be a woman with five kids getting welfare. Chances are good he's going to get caught in the short term, or somebody claiming to be hurt who's not, or someone claiming to have more children than they do or not, and all kinds of different real welfare scammers. But there's also these people that haven't been incentivized to sort of go out and live life as we would want them to in a productive manner, that will, they'll be generations on welfare as they're called. And those people they're not scammers, but they just haven't been incentivized. They've been de-incentivized to work. And I had a friend who I was in prison with, and I think his name was Reggie. And I happened to see him out at a movie theater one day, several years after we had gotten out of prison. And I asked him, "So what are you doing for work?" And he said, "I don't work." And he said it in a fashion like, "I must be out of my mind."
Working for
to
suckers.
Have said that.
So
it creates this culture of, "Are you kidding me? Get a job? Man, get out of here."
Yeah, why should I? Collect a check for doing nothing.
Yeah, just to share, a couple of the absurdities that, I've seen, on a daily basis. Lobster's a big thing in Maine.
Yeah.
You can actually buy raw lobster on your, your food stamps.
Ah, nice.
And I've seen people go through with $70 of raw lobster and buy it on food stamps.
Sweet. Gonna have a lobster party on the food stamps.
Yeah, it's just outrageous. And then, say something is, two of the exact same products, one's got a different brand, and it's like double the price. Like, we have the regular bottled water and organic bottled water, and they buy the organic bottled water on the food stamps, which is like double the price.
I don't understand why they would do that. You would think they would
get more, wouldn't you, if you didn't buy it?
Yeah, you would think that they would, you know, still be incentivized to get the stuff that, you know, would go farther. But you never know. I mean, these when the government gets involved in the marketplace, you have all these weird
aberrations. Yeah.
And obviously there are people out there buying organic water with cash, so that's an aberration too. At the same time, but also they can. It used to be food stamps were they look like little traveler's checks or something like that.
Yeah.
You could sell them. I think now they put them on credit, little debit
EBT cards.
And so they're much more difficult to transfer. Is that so?
Yeah. They put them on EBT cards, which is also like a debit card. You can have your bank account somehow linked to it,
uh-huh.
Which is kind of crazy because you see people buying cigarettes and beer on the same thing as lobster with their food stamps.
Oh, so their bank account's getting debited for the cigarettes and beer, but they...
Yeah. Like a cash balance and a food balance.
Well, that's got to make people pretty mad, you know?
I mean, yeah.
Like, if I was sitting back there and somehow behind in the line and somehow I noticed that they had, you know, one of these free government welfare cards, these EBT cards, and I saw them buying cigarettes and beer and was uninformed of what you just said, I would be steaming.
Hey, Dan, I appreciate your story, and I thank you for the call tonight, and hope you get out of Maine someday.
I'm planning to move to Keene, actually, because there's Hannaford there. So.
Well, fantastic. Definitely appreciate that, and I look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk
Would you be less steamed if a person was getting lobster or if they were getting beer with their government money?
I wish they weren't taking the government money in the first place.
So. Understood.
I have no preference.
Eating lavishly or drinking alcohol. I don't know.
I have no preference.
Cigarettes, I would like less than either of those.
Let's go to Eric in New Jersey. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
I called to encourage another caller that I heard. I believe it was last night. I was listening to the podcast. And basically he called about the post office sending back packages. And I just wonder where they get the right to do something like that. Like, I paid for shipping from a package overseas, and a lot of times, you know, they won't leave that tag, or they actually have changed the rules on the tags on me before.
Mm-hmm.
They had a little check mark that said, you know, if you authorize this delivery, sign here and check this box and leave this in your mailbox.
Yeah.
And I did that twice in a row. And just came back, and there was more mail piled on the top. So I was like, what the heck? How is he missing this thing? It's the only thing in the mailbox.
They get away with it because they've got a first-class monopoly. Nobody can compete with them in the realm of first class, and that's just the end of the story. If you want more, call us tomorrow. We'll talk to you then at freetalklive.com in the meantime.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
This edition of the Golden Age of Radio Theater. Thank you so much for being with us. Join us next time we turn back the clock to relive some of the golden moments of radio's yesteryear.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky pair?
Wake up!